Welcome to the School of Hollywood, where you'll learn successes of actors, singers, producers, agents, casting directors, A&R, and studio execs. I'm Steve Owens, a 30-year veteran to Hollywood, producer of movies, TV, a talent manager, a former agent, a record producer with 43 gold and platinum records. Episode number one, we have Gulsa Sarabi, the star of By Design, on Amazon Prime. Let's hear Gulsa's dreams, successes, and advice for you. Welcome to School of Hollywood, and I'm Steve Owens, and we're lucky to have one of the stars of Amazon Prime's TV show, By Design, Gulsa Sarabi. Hey, how you doing, Gulsa?
I'm doing amazing. How are you? And thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited.
Oh, good. So you've got this TV show that's getting a great buzz all around Los Angeles. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yes. It's a wonderful show because it has, there are three women that they're close friends, and each of them are coming from a different background, and they have different lifestyles, but all of them, like their stories, are moving along each other. So the way that it has been written, it's super exciting. You know, the stories that they have, like all their lifestyles and all the challenges that they confront on their daily lives. You know, each of them has like a different position in society. And I play the character of Olia. She's a psychiatrist, and it's such an amazing character because it has a lot of depth into it and many different layers into her personality, which was super fun to work on.
Great. What kind of prep did you do to get into the role?
What kind of part?
Prep work.
Oh, got it. One of the things that really helped me was listening to a specific music. This was something that I've listened to it since I was a little kid, and it's a piano music. It's a Persian music, and it's very popular. I remember that my mom and dad, they always played it at the house, and it had sort of like a nostalgia feeling to it for me. And also, I've been studying a lot of different animals and their behaviors, and I came to the conclusion it was kind of like a mix of, you know, different aspects to be able to really find the depth of the character, and even like her walk, the way that she looks and the way that she talks and all of it. So different things.
Great. So tell us a little bit about how you got started in the movie industry and ended up in Hollywood.
Well, I started acting in Iran. It was always my passion, and I had a beautiful journey because first my family were totally against it, and it was kind of like a let's say like a rough ride to kind of like, you know, get them to approve of my path, even though it took a little bit of time. But it was still, you know, I think it's been a beautiful experience for me to experience all the contrast and everything and being able to find my way. So I started from Iran, went to the best acting school. I had a test over there. I got accepted. And since then, I started to do like a lot of plays and, you know, short movies and feature movies in Iran. And then I came to United States. I tried to hold off the passion, and I went to the fitness industry, and I was an honor student in the college and, you know, getting to the management position in fitness industry, and I wasn't happy. I wasn't really fulfilled. So at some point I decided that, you know what, this is not going to work. So I came to LA and I was playing the lead in a Persian play. So that basically started my whole path. Coming to LA, being Miss Iran, and then winning the Queen of the Universe Award, which got me the first Young Acting Award at the Lee Strasberg Institute, and I've studied there for two consecutive years. I was on a partial scholarship, which I feel super blessed for it, and then basically started from there.
That is awesome. And
I know. Yes.
And you had a film that you starred opposite Malcolm McDowell and a heavy court scene. Tell us a little bit about that movie.
Yeah, I mean, even you talking about it, I already got goosebumps. each time that I remember that scene, it was so emotional. And thanks to you, that was my first project in Hollywood, and it was my first feature movie. I've done short movies before that and commercials, but that was the first feature movie, and I was the lead opposite Malcolm McDowell and Robin Givens. And it's been such an amazing experience to work with incredible, you know, A-list actors, people who won Oscars. And it's amazing that when you work with, you know, that type of like actors, they understand your work as well, and they appreciate it so much. In a way that Malcolm asked me, he was like, did you do so many movies in Iran? And he asked if I'm doing Shakespeare. He was like, you're such a powerful actor. You should do Shakespeare. I was like, okay. So the scene in the courtroom, it was such an emotional scene that I left the scene beforehand. I did my preparation, obviously, before I went to the set and everything, but even before we started shooting specifically for that scene, I took a little bit of time, and then I came. We did the scene. I was even like holding my energy and my emotions to make sure if we need to redo the scene, I have enough like emotions to be able to redo it, because it was like almost like a 5-minute scene, and it was super emotional. And the director came to me, and then he asked me, are you okay? Everyone was super worried, and even the producer, he was standing right there, and when he looked at me, even though like everybody hated my character, they were all in tears when they were watching that scene. And he asked me, are you okay? And I was like, yeah, I'm totally fine. The only thing that I asked him, I was like, do I need to redo it? And then he goes, no, that was it. So it was one take, and it was incredible.
That's awesome. And the name of the movie is Dreams I've Never Had. Why did people hate your character so much?
Well, you know, the movie is based on a true story. It's about human trafficking. And I'm the person who actually does the crime, the human trafficking. And at the end, we understand why she does it. But at the same time, during the movie, we see so many horrible things that she's doing to this girl that she brought, you know, from abroad, from a foreign country, and basically asking her. And, you know, maybe I shouldn't say this in this way, but I've got even compliment of it, that one of the girls literally on the red carpet, she screamed, she was like, she's the best bitch and best actress that you can ever find. So I was like, okay, thank you. So it was an incredible journey, because even my close friends, when they saw me between, you know, my filming, they felt like they couldn't even recognize me. They were like, the way that even your eyes are expressing and looking at us, it's kind of different. And I was like, really? But it was that emotional.
Great. You were also an associate producer on that movie. So that was one of your first credits as a producer, which is exciting.
Thank you. Yes.
So
yeah, the best negotiator.
So you had another project called Dinner with a Stranger. It was a short film for Sundance. Tell us about your experience on that and how it came about and everything on it.
You know, I think that was another experience of honestly having a great team and being able to communicate with each other, because it was one of those projects that if it was on me, I would have said no, for sure. First of all, it was a short movie. And second of all, I wasn't sure, you know, where it's going to go, what's going to happen with it. And you were the one who convinced me, and, you know, bringing up about Daniel Ford, who worked with Quentin Tarantino on three movies, you were like, this can be a great experience. And after I went to the set, it happened literally between the afternoon till evening. Like, we talked in the morning together, and you were like, let me talk to the producer and see, like, what's going on. And then he literally sent the contract, and it was signed, like, within half an hour back to them. And I went to the set, like, between probably, like, in another, like, 3 to 4 hours after that. And it was super fast. I literally got the whole script and everything the night before. But it was about what you always say and what is so important. It's about trusting yourself. You know, when you are at a point that you can trust yourself and trust your choices. And I believe the acting classes and everything, all the training that is out there, it's about that. It doesn't really matter which method or what you're doing. It's about getting to that point that, you know, when you feel the instinct, you can literally act on it. And that's the beauty. And I believe that's the power of the amazing actors who are Oscar winning, you know, actors.
Fantastic. And that actually ended up in the top three viewed shorts in the short little contest that they created with the Sundance channel, which is amazing for you.
Yes, and I just, you know, started to realize they just started their Instagram page, and apparently it has been to the semifinalists of the Indie Short Film Festival and so many other film festivals that they just got accepted as well, which is amazing. I wouldn't even imagine in the beginning that this will be the path for this short movie.
So you're excited about a new project that you have coming up called the Come Up series. And tell us how you actually met the producer and how important it is to be able to network.
Wow. I've known him from Seattle.
And what's his name?
Zach Cooper. He is an amazing person. And, you know, honestly, even with the By Design, you know, I've known Juju from like before 2 to 3 years ago. And it's incredible to see, like, you know, sometimes you have sort of like interactions with people that you never know where it's going to end up, even with the Sundance movie. And even I'm sure a lot of times, even with your relationships, you know, you pick up a phone, you make a call, and things change like radically, which is amazing to see, like how the connection and relationships are super important. And I think what is super important is about being authentic and being honest with each other. You know, this is a business that it's a show business, and a lot of people might say different things, but Zach is a very, very incredible human being. I feel like he's very open and understandable about the path that he's taking. And I'm so glad that he's working with you alongside for the project, because I know this will be a magic too, for sure.
Great. And do you know anything about your character for the show yet?
I do. I know she's a woman that she's been divorced, and obviously she had a very different life when she was married. She wasn't worried about, you know, finances or a lot of things in her life. And now that her life has changed, she starts to take ownership and finding her truth and finding her stability and basically finding her own power, which is incredible. But I feel like such characters, even with Olya in By Design, she was such a character that she was showing that she's very strong outside, but inside she was literally broken, and she wouldn't care, like, you know, what's happening to her till someone comes to her life and things start to change. So with Leela in the Come Up series, she's an amazing character as well, that she finds her strength and power through the series that we are watching.
Fantastic. So let me ask you this. What has been the biggest mistake that you've ever made in an audition, and what did you learn from it?
You know, Steve, I'm kind of a person that I feel like I'm not very huge fan of saying about mistakes, because I believe life is all about the beautiful experiences, even the things that we call them mistakes, since we learned a lesson from them, it can be, you know, a positive aspect in our lives. And I believe the most important thing that I would say is about not trusting myself. And I'm glad that I actually took the path and I've experienced some contrast to be able to now stand in the place that I trust myself. And that's a huge difference.
Fantastic. And so what out changes have you made since the pandemic has hit?
Wow. My whole life has changed so much. Everything, my personal life and my career and everything changed magnificently. I started to read a lot of books about universal laws, and it has been a magnificent journey learning about, you know, how my emotions are so important. And I feel so blessed, because as an actor, we are always so tuned in with our emotions, and the best gift that we can give to ourselves and to other people is about being honest about how we feel and what we are thinking. And I've realized a lot of times, even for myself, you know, outside we might, you know, laugh and we might show that we are happy and everything, but inside there is a chaos until the point that we don't find that stability and tune in, which I was able to start, you know, learning and doing meditation. Sometimes I do it twice a day, and sometimes I do it once a day. But it just depends on like how I feel. But I know it's my balance, it's my set point. So I do it in the morning before I even check my phone, before I check emails or anything. I find that stability within myself, and I always write. I have a book of positive aspects. And even if it's a small thing, even if it's something that I go out and I can buy, you know, the grocery that I enjoy to bring to my life experience, or even if I can have a coffee with a friend, I write about it and I'm super appreciative of it. So I feel really blessed for every single person in my life and everything that I experience.
Fantastic. And you've been working for a couple of years on putting together a new activewear line. Do you want to tell us about
that? Absolutely. Well, that had its own journey as well, which is beautiful. So it started with, I called it Mirage Activewear, and we were thinking about to change it to GS. But, you know, I thought about it a lot during the pandemic, and I've been working on some designs and, you know, some finances about it and different aspects of it. And, you know, it has its own journey. I'm not very, you know, rushed about it. I feel like one of the things that I've really learned during the pandemic is how to be at ease and flow, and, you know, tuning into the source energy instead of like pushing things to make them happen. So it's been a beautiful journey, and I know, like, you know, however it's going to happen, and with, you know, the path that is right for it, it's gonna come about, and I'm excited for it. My most important purpose of doing it is to inspire and uplift, especially women around the world. I was one of those people who always had, you know, difficulty with her weight, especially with doing modeling. So I've been always on diet pills, and I've experienced so many things to be able to find that balance within my body and with myself and with eating like the things that I love. As you know, I love to eat. And it's not just about food. I mean, I love from cheesecake to ice cream to you name it, and you know that. So so for me to be able to find the workout that works for my body, because as a personal trainer, I used to write, you know, workout programs for people. And at the same time, I was kind of like looking bulky, especially in front of the camera. So being able to find the workout that works with my body and, you know, finding the food balance that will help with my soul and with my body. And also the workout clothes has been always a huge aspect of obviously being, you know, excited about going to the gym or even doing it at home. Right now it's been almost 8 months that we are doing everything from home. So I think it's so important especially, I mean, I think there's no gender, you know, separation for this, but because I'm talking and I'm thinking about budgets, maybe that's why I say that I start with women, but I believe it's, you know, both ways, women and men, it doesn't matter. It's about the connection that they can make with their bodies on a daily basis, which helps so much.
Okay, how many pairs of activewear do you own?
I don't even know. A lot. All I can say is that probably every single day I can wear one of them and it can go probably for 14 days or more.
14 or 365.
You know, that might be a possibility. No, I'm kidding. No, it's not that much. It's not 365 for sure. It's going to get to that point. You know, I'm not going to deny that. But for now, maybe less than that. Maybe not 365, maybe 65.
Okay.
Let's just put it that way. Yeah.
So tell me what else you've got in the works so people can be on the lookout for.
Well, we've just started to work on a feature movie, and it hasn't been even scripted yet, but we are working on the story. It comes from the movie that, as you know, I've been working on for a couple of years. It was called The Persian Drug. So I've contacted a few of my, you know, friends who are writers, and we were working to see how we can rewrite that story. But it kind of, you know, took us in a different direction, which is kind of like in the beginning stages right now. But I know that I'm going to be a CIA agent, and I think the story will inspire a lot of people and a lot of women around the world, especially Persian women, because it has a very magnificent layers into it. The thing that happens to her and the thing that has happened in her past and how she's, you know, getting revenge in a way. So I feel like a lot of people will, you know, leave the theaters and they feel like, damn, girl. I don't think we've ever had in 40 years any character that would play and portray such strong and magnificent and even loving in a way type of a personality. It's beautiful, and it goes back to even my parents' background, so it's so close to my heart. It's that close that when we had a meeting about it and we talked about the story, I needed to leave the story for a few days before I could go back to it and read my notes and, you know, think like how I'm going to put it together. But that's one thing. The other thing I have, there's a Persian New TV that they want to do 12 sequences of the podcast about my daily lifestyle as a Persian actor who's a star in Hollywood. And it's very authentic. It's very natural. There is no specific setup about it because we want to literally show the person who's in LA doing, you know, being an actress, being an entrepreneur, and doing all sorts of things on her daily basis as well. So I'm very excited about it. I feel like it's going to reach out to so many people around the world. Especially, I've accepted to do it because I feel like, especially in Iran, people mostly don't have any perspective of the person who's, you know, auditioning here, who's booking projects, who's like, you know, in contact with her manager, her agent, and everything that is going on. They just see the outcome. You know, they don't know anything about what's happening, I'm sorry, behind the scenes. So I think it's going to show so many people, especially because it's going to broadcast all around the world. I think it can be magnificent to see even different, you know, aspects of my personality, because a lot of times people see me as someone who's very serious. Obviously, I'm a determined and focused person, but at the same time, there's going to be, you know, the parts that I'm singing in the car, dancing in the car, or like, you know, running to a meeting, or like things are happening at the same time that, you know, I'm, for example, getting an email from you and then, you know, getting an email from the casting director and all the things that needs to happen now and needs to be taken care of now, which I so love. You know me, I always love to do so many things at the same time.
Well, you know, the thing, the thing I'm looking most forward to seeing on that particular thing is you opening a cookbook and cooking. You know, teaching everybody how to cook Persian food.
Oh, God. Yeah, good luck with that.
You did get, you know, a cookbook from a very top chef on television on how to cook.
I know, right? Yes, that was a gift from you. Thank you so much for that. I'm going to be honest. I have no idea where the book is. But I think that I can give it as a gift to, you know, my friend, who's an amazing cook. I love whatever she cooks. So maybe she can enjoy it. Yeah. Yeah, so we'll see. It might change in future, you know, but for now, I guess this is who I am. So,
where can people find you on social media?
Well, my Instagram is Golsa Sarabi. My Facebook is Golsa Sarabi Official. Twitter is Golsa Sarabi as well. My website is golsasarabi.com.
So and why don't you spell it so people know how it's spelled?
Absolutely. G O L S A. And last name is S A R A B I. So I'll be.
Great. Well, Golsa, we appreciate you being on the show today and hope you have a successful 2021.
Thank you so much. I just want to say, thank you so much for this incredible show. Thank you for having me. Thank you for this amazing interview. I feel so energized and alive and uplifted right now. I hope that everyone else who's tuning in and listening to this show, they feel the same way. And I understand that around the world, we are facing and going through so much. And I wish everyone a happy and healthy and safe holiday, and I look forward to our 2021 together.
Thank you for listening to the School of Hollywood. Please follow us on Instagram at School of Hollywood and subscribe so you can hear our next episode. I'm Steve Owens. Until next time, continue to follow your dreams and look to the stars for your success.